Let's go. Deborah E. Lake Show. I am Alondis, and I am your host, and I am here with you. I'm going to be talking about, with my guest, Kathy Marino Thomas, with the Equality Marriage Equality in New York. We're going to be talking about same gender loving marriage and what the whole hoopla is. And what's going on in New York? What's taking them so long? Why are they being held up? And who's holding them up? And what are some of the questions? So I'm not going to waste any more time running my mouth. I'm going to bring in Kathy right now. Hello, Kathy.
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, and welcome to the show. I'm glad I was able to talk with you today because I'm really curious about what's going on in New York. Why? Our show is based in Chicago. That won't be too much longer, but right now we're based in Chicago. And in Illinois, we just had a big celebration, same gender, civil marriage was celebrated in Millennium Park, and it was a really great, touching thing. So what's going on in New York?
Well, we are waiting for a vote on marriage equality here in the Big Apple. We believe the votes are there to pass it here, and we're waiting for the bill to wind its way through the system to come up for a vote.
Okay, you say you believe you have the votes. And when I did a little bit of research and read some of the things, I saw that there were some Republicans who were also voting as well, and some Democrats were voting against. Is that correct?
There's only one Democrat that's voting against the bill. All other there are 30 Democrats in our state Senate, and 29 of them will vote yes, and that is public. They have come out in the press as yes votes. And one who is actually a Pentecostal minister and, in my opinion, shouldn't be a reverend, will vote no.
Oh, yes. I think I saw a quick little blurb of him on a video with him saying that, if I remember correctly, I think he's concerned about churches having being made to marry same gender couples.
Yes,
his main concern?
That's his concern. He feels that it's against religion to have marriage equality in New York, but we're not really looking for a religious right anyway. We are looking for the civil right to marry, and the other thing that he doesn't know is that it's written in all marriage law that churches do not have to perform any marriages that go against their church beliefs.
Exactly.
So it's there, and it's already in the marriage law, but he's just not the most informed individual I ever met. We'll leave it at that.
And for the record, I did ask for someone who represents that view to come on. We tried to get someone to come on, a couple of people, and so they never got back to us. So,
no, they don't.
As usual, my experience is when they have these views that are not really welcoming or even nice, I would say, they tend not to come on this type of format where they have to justify what they're saying and say why they're good with the blurbs.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I have often, we at Marriage Equality New York over the years have put together many debates on the subject and have wound up with a one-sided discussion because our opponents will not come to the table to talk about it.
Yeah, that speaks volumes for, I don't want to really spend a lot of time on this as far as what kind of person is that. But it let's just say it speaks volumes.
It does.
Let's leave it at
that. But the good news is that more than 50% of New Yorkers believe in marriage equality. Actually, on the last poll, it was 68% of New Yorkers believe that we should have marriage equality in this state. 32 opposed and the rest undecided. So we are in the majority with our view that marriage is a civil right and not a religious right, R-I-T-E, only. That there's a world of difference between civil marriage and religious marriage. And really that's the end game, is that distinction. We do live in a country that practices the separation of church and state, so this should really be a non-issue.
Exactly. That's what I've said for years. I've said the same thing, where we were losing a lot of arguments by allowing the opposition to blur the line between the separation of church and state, and confuse people into thinking, and give out misinformation and have them think that, oh, the gays are going to come in and tell us how to do our church and make us married. No, that's crazy. It's not.
Well, and honestly, with a 50% divorce rate, what's the sanctity of marriage really about?
Well, yeah, there is that.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, we have loving, committed couples that already have families. They already exist. We are real. My daughter is 11 years old. We have a beautiful life together. My wife and I have been together almost 18 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we are very committed to one another without the legal right to marry. Now what we're asking for is the right to protect our families.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not that our families don't exist. It's that we need the right to protect them.
Exactly. And to... And we work for our lives, and we work for the life that we have, and to be able to bestow that life to our people who are left behind in
That's
the
right.
event that we, you know, pass on. We all are going to do it.
Share a little story with you. I have a friend. Her name is Edie Windsor, and she was with a woman, Thea Spire, for 44 years. Thea died about 3 years ago, and they were relatively successful in life. They owned a couple of homes and et cetera, et cetera. When Thea died, Edie's tax bill was $360,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Edie is 84 years old. So instead of mourning the love of her life and being secure in the life that they had built together like any heterosexual couple with a marriage license, in fact, she has to discuss liquidation options to pay her tax bill at 84 years old. So this is what I'm talking about civil marriage and equality in civil marriage. It would prevent something like that. An example of how the marriage license has helped an older couple would be in my friends Gus and Elmer. They are 96 and 94 years old. When Elmer was released after World War II from the Navy into New York Harbor, he met Gus one night at a club. And never went home to his Midwestern state of origin. They raised Gus. They raised Gus's 8 brothers and sisters together in a time when they couldn't be public about their relationship. But they have a marriage license from Canada. They're now in a nursing home, and because their license is recognized, they are able to be together in that nursing home. So this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. We're not talking about anything, you know, mysterious or insidious. We're talking about people's lives and how they choose to lead them.
Exactly, and I am so glad that people are finally getting clarity with the debate and starting to shape the arguments in a different light and taking it out of the religion, because we all have faith, and we all have, even the atheist has a faith system. I say that, and to mix all of that in is a death knell, because you can't win.
That's
you can't
right.
win
and
that
you
know, kind of argument. But civil marriage is about civil rights and being
That's
able
right.
to, yeah.
There's a couple of things going on here that are actually bigger than marriage equality, to get back to the fight in New York. One of them is the fact that we are waiting behind two other initiatives that the Senate has to take on before they can bring marriage to the floor for a vote. One is property tax, and one is rent regulations. So the delay is not necessarily around our opposition. The delay is really around those two issues being completed first. We are now in a special session. Our official session ended yesterday, and those three topics supposedly will not be kicked to the session in October. They will be discussed and voted on here before special session is released. So we're in the holding pattern, and that's where we are.
So what are the questions about the rent and what's holding it up? What are the concerns?
There are some bills on the floor to cap property tax, meaning it could only get to a certain level of financial level and then it would be capped.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, honestly, the specifics around that bill, but it's being discussed and it has to be voted on. And the same with rent regulations. We have, some laws around how much a landlord could raise your rent in a rent-stabilized buildings. And so those initiatives are up for debate and vote. So until those are finished, we won't get a vote on marriage.
Mm-hmm.
People are lobbying heavily in Albany, both our opponents and marriage equality activists and advocates. Today at noon, there is a huge rally outside of the Capitol building, which I am not at because I have to work full time. But, once in a while, we just have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday it was really thick in the state capitol with opponents and marriage advocates coming face to face. It's worthy to mention that some of the opponents are not even from New York State, so they're busing folks in at this point. So
that's always
pretty tense. It's pretty tense up there, and that's unfortunate for everyone.
Well, tell me this: what I hear you saying is that you are pretty sure that you have the votes to pass the marriage equality, right?
Well,
but
we have 31 senators who have been public in the press. We need 32. And I just, my heart of hearts tells me there's at least one more vote in there.
Okay. Well, and what's really holding it up is the stuff that has very little to do with the question. And in the meantime, people are being bused into the state from other states to voice their opinion about what's going on in New York,
right,
which is kind of
ludicrous,
I guess. And that's what's galvanizing this energy around the argument a lot, mm-hmm. a lot of it.
Yeah.
So are you
getting very tense?
Yeah. Are you doing anything other than my radio show to let people know that what is going on? Because I think this is a tactic that needs to be brought out on the people who are against us, and I say us because I am same gender loving. I think it should be brought out everywhere you can, that even when there's not a lot of opposition.
That's right.
Opposition
we
is
are
being bust
phone banking.
In.
We are phone banking. Every day, we are calling districts all over the state. We have 62 districts here in New York, which is the other problem. It's a bit cumbersome to deal with. So we are calling. We have people out in the streets getting petitions signed for marriage equality and letters. We are emailing, calling, trying to meet with our senators. We are everywhere, all over the place.
If someone wants to volunteer and help you out with this, what do they do? Who contact you?
New Yorkers United for Marriage, and that would be the website, all one word, New Yorkers United for Marriage.
.com,
and they can come to www.meny.us. They can send me personally an email, and I will send them in the right direction, and that would be Kathy with a C at meny.us.
Okay.
We'll get them plugged in. I think that the most important thing that they can do right now is to send an email to Senator Dean Skelos, mm-hmm. and that would be Skelos, S-K-E-L-O-S, at nysenate.gov, I think it is, and simply tell him that they are believe in marriage equality. They believe in the separation of church and state, which is the issue really at hand here, and they want to vote now.
Okay. All right.
And yes, I'm doing a lot of other things besides your radio show. I spoke at 3 rallies on Sunday. I have a bunch of other speaking engagements every night this week, and our folks are all out there in force.
That's great. I'm glad to know that. Tell me a little bit more about your organization, how it got started, how long it's been in business, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Marriage Equality New York is an all grassroots volunteer organization. We have no paid staff. We have been in existence since 1998. We were the very first group in New York State to utter the words marriage equality. I'm proud to say that everyone is using that terminology now, and that makes us really, really proud. We advocate for the rights of all loving families to have civil marriage, whether it be gay, lesbian, straight, bisexual, transgender, et cetera, et cetera. We believe in the separation of church and state, and we advocate for only one issue, and that's marriage equality.
You really touched my heart when you say all volunteer, no one's paid. I had a nonprofit, Sankofa Way, and that's exactly the way I ran it for about 6 years. It's a hard way to go.
It's hard. I'm actually doing your show from my desk at PricewaterhouseCoopers where I work.
it's a hard way to go. but you meet some really good people that way because they're not in it for the money. They're in it for the cause.
If anyone has like a little ounce of extra money that they want to donate, we take donations online.
Yeah,
you know, I have a saying: if you can't show up, write a check.
Yes, definitely. Or hit that little PayPal button.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm throwing this question out. I didn't expect to do this, but I want to get your thoughts on it. And if you don't have any, tell me. That's okay. This is, you know, and I have thoughts about, there are people who are pushing, maybe pushing is a strong word, but they're trying to open the door for Sharia law to be recognized by the courts in the state, different states. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the people who are pushing to fight civil marriage, same-gender marriage, in using their religious beliefs as a reason for doing that. Do you think that's similar, or do you think that's a totally different?
Exactly the same thing. And I think that we should all be very afraid of that. Our forefathers came to this country to escape religious persecution. And we have religious freedom in this country. If we begin to legislate from the pulpit on any issue, not only this one, we will put ourselves at risk for losing our religious freedoms. And I've been using this terminology all week, and I'll say this. I don't know if anyone is familiar with, there is a poem written after World War II, and I don't know the whole thing by heart, but the gist of it is that today it's my community, but tomorrow it could be yours.
Yeah,
and if I were people around the country, religious believing or not, I would be concerned with this.
Definitely, definitely. I'm glad to see that you also see that connection too, because I work in connections, and sometimes when we get bogged down in the detail, the connections get lost. We don't see the connections because we're bogged down on one issue, or we're just focusing on one particular thing. But I see a movement in the direction of religious institutions, religious-based organizations trying to push their particular brand of religion into our civil courts and into our laws. And that's like you said, that's a scary thing and a slippery slope to go down.
I think that all Americans should be concerned about that, not just gay Americans. The other thing I'd like to mention is the hate crime factor. That I'm sure that I'm not the only person out there that realizes that lack of civil rights breeds hate crimes.
That's
and
true.
Right now, our opponents backing us in our quest for civil rights are putting our families at risk. They're putting our kids at risk. There's also a very high level of suicides among gay youth we should be concerned about, and I believe that this is all connected.
Definitely is. And homelessness. Young
That's
people
right.
are running away in droves, and it's a network of oppression. That's what it is, and it's the 21st century version of it.
Right.
It has gone on all along, but this is the 21st century version, and we need to make those connections very clear. So
that's
that
right.
Just like what has happened in New York, over 50% of the people are for civil marriage between same-gender loving people. That came about because we talked about it in real terms as far as who's affected and made the connections that needed to be made.
And, the work continues. We have to never take our eye off the prize. And remember what's at stake here. And like I said, if you can't show up, write a check.
Definitely. Now tell people what your website is again so that they can find it. You don't have to do it just in New York. You can do it other places.
And just so that everyone knows, Marriage Equality New York does have a national focus as well. And if you earmark your donations for the national fight, we will make sure the money is used in that way. So our website is www.meny.us.
And you can go to DeborahELake.com, and I'll have it up on my website. You know, you hear that, right? Up on the website so that a link for you so that
Thank
you can
you.
Just go that way. Yeah, because this is an important issue. I really think it is. One other question.
Sure.
One other question. I hear a lot of times, and this might sound a little weird too, but I hear people who are against same-gender loving couples getting married, saying that, okay, what about polygamy? What about someone who comes in and says they want to blah, blah, blah? I don't like to go down that road, but I inform people, and people are out there hearing this. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are. How can you address that?
We have to go down that road, and I'll say this. Polygamy is the example of marriage changing, and we should remember that when our opponents say marriage has always been blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
Actually, in history, marriage was very polygamous. And if you read the Bible that they're all thumping at us, you would recognize that the Bible actually talks about polygamy quite a bit. So marriage has changed over decades. Our laws do not support polygamy. I personally don't have a personal thought about it one way or another, other than if someone advocates for polygamy, I might go to Albany and lobby for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my issue, and it's not the thing that I am lobbying for personally. That doesn't say that I think it's right or wrong. I don't know that I have an opinion in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as Americans, we have the right to, try to litigate and legislate for anything that we really believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how far that would go. I'm sure that it would be at least as long a fight as marriage equality has been. But I like to use that specific issue as a way to prove that marriage has changed over the centuries.
Yes. And one of the things that I like to say when people start throwing stuff out about, what about this, what about somebody who wants to marry a 10-year-old, that kind of thing, I say is as long as you have two people or three people or whatever and they're not one, no one is being hurt, no one is being used, for an object, and they're able to consent, right?
That's right. I was just going to say, that cuts out the child thing.
That cuts out all of the stuff that they're concerned about.
That's right.
That cuts it all out, right?
And not only that, but let me just point out that 90% of child molesters are straight, white, and male.
Yes.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Not gay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, it's been great talking. You got a few thoughts that you can share as we go out? We've got maybe 1 or 2 minutes.
Well, I want to say this. I want to say New York is going to be a really big win for the marriage equality movement, and I urge everyone in Chicago, right, in Chicago,
yes,
to watch it, pay attention to it, and get ready to join Marriage Equality New York in the federal fight. We have a sister organization called Marriage Equality USA. They're based out of California, and our national strategy is they will work east and we will work west. Chicago's right in the middle of that.
Right,
so
in the middle.
Please, please volunteer. You guys are really desperately needed in the national fight. So thank you, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Have me back after we win.
I will.
All right.
I promise.
Thank you. Have
all
a
right,
nice
day. Take care.
Bye.
That's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening. Till next time, world.